At the Rainbow Creek subdivision in South DeKalb, it's what you could call a bit of a suburban dream. Rows of two-story houses lined perfectly up along sidewalks, tennis courts, a long pool, and a community clubhouse.
We have a diverse group of people who live in our neighborhood. Some are educators, some are blue-collar workers, some are university college professors.
Ed Williams has lived in this community for 16 years. He says many of the houses here have sat on the market for a long time, ever since the recession. Home prices here haven't rebounded like they have in the northern parts of DeKalb County.
That's one of the repercussions that we have in a community where you have a demographic as large as 90% African Americans, is that we have a hard time selling our homes for the values that they should be getting because we're redlined by the investment and bank community.
Redlining is when lenders discriminate against certain neighborhoods based on racial makeup. Williams lives in a part of the county that's currently unincorporated. He says he worries things could get worse if new cities are created. That's because those cities tend to take in the flourishing parts of the county, the shopping centers, malls, corporate headquarters, further eroding the county's tax base. About 15 miles north in another part of unincorporated DeKalb, residents attend an arts and music festival in the Oak Grove neighborhood.
This gentleman wants at least one sign, if not more, if you could.
In one booth, a man in a powder blue shirt hands out white lawn signs with the words,
La Vista Hills, yes.
Alan Bennett is co-chair of La Vista Hills, yes. He's trying to get residents to come out in November to vote for the new city.
I think that we are entitled to tax dollars being spent more efficiently than the county spends them.
But not all in the county agree.
The county's going to implode.
Robin Lee Fitch lives in the area that would be La Vista Hills.
It's going to be like a house on stilts, and when that one big wave comes, it doesn't matter how tall and sturdy the stilts are, it's going to go, and I think that's going to happen.
To keep DeKalb County's financial house from crumbling, some residents have formed a group called DeKalb Strong, opposing cityhood. Marjorie Snook is its president.
If you have all the haves leaving the have-nots to fend for themselves, it is not in any of our interests to be in a county that has large, unviable areas without good services.
But Alan Bennett of La Vista Hills says a productive city will benefit the county in the long run.
The existing cities, Decatur, does Decatur help DeKalb County or hurt DeKalb County? I'd say it helps DeKalb County dramatically. I think that La Vista Hills will help the entire county.
Regardless, the county says if two new cities form this year, the county will lose $13 million in taxes. It's because these areas are known to the county as donors. Jay Vanicki is DeKalb County's budget director.
In other words, they generate currently more tax revenue to the county than they use in services.
For example, he says if an area like La Vista Hills gets taxed $100, it only gets $80 worth of services. In other parts of the county, there are receivers. Those areas get taxed, say, $50, but get the same $80 worth of services. Lee May, the county's interim CEO, says DeKalb will have to either raise taxes or cut services to accommodate the new cities.
It's on the back of county citizens and unincorporated counties that is enabling them, I think, to be successful.
As new cities form in the north, that's prompted some residents in South DeKalb to fight back with cityhood proposals of their own. Catherine Rice heads the effort to create the city of Greenhaven, which would include about 300,000 people.
We protect the citizens of Southern DeKalb by incorporating.
She says she doesn't want people in this part of town to be saddled with extra county fees that city residents don't have to pay, things like pension plans.
We would be protected from the financial consequences of not incorporating.
But her group will have to wait another year. Greenhaven and the other city proposal in South DeKalb, Stonecrest, didn't make it through the Republican-controlled state legislature. La Vista Hills and Tucker did. In the meantime, a study committee in Georgia's Senate is looking at the effect all these new cities are having on counties and whether or not they could lead them to prosperity or bankruptcy. LEU WABE News.